Okay, thank you, everyone. We're now going to move on to agenda item number 2. This is PR 2021-636, site plan SI 2021-2091 for Dennis Romero at 10320 Central Avenue Southwest. And this is for a self-storage facility. And let's see. Mr. Carica with Tierra West, can you go ahead and introduce yourself, your firm, and address?
Morning, Madam Chair. Vincent Carica with Tierra West, 5571 Midway Park Place, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. And do you have anyone else who might be part of your team that would want to speak to this morning?
I was looking for Jim Burt. He was supposed to be on the call. I didn't see him in the group.
Okay. We'll swear him in or anyone when that moment comes up. Okay. Do you want to go ahead and give us an update, Mr. Carica?
Yes, just a quick update. At this point, we're down to cleaning up some minor comments. I know we have one on a minor detail on the cross sections. And then we had the comment of modifying the note that has to do with the the hours that the second and third story lights would be turned off. And then we submitted a revised landscape plan that hopefully addressed all of Cheryl's comments. And then the last issue that's kind of left unresolved would be the approval of the grading and drainage plan. Kind of the sticking point or the last thing left to do on that would be there is a 270 feet of 60 inch storm drain pipe per the Moley Hubble master drainage plan that we were going to tie our system to. That section of storm drain was financially guaranteed and it was included on the infrastructure list with the Sunrise Ranch Unit 2 development. It has not been installed to date. We've had several conversations with hydrology and with Curtis. And Curtis was working towards trying to get the developer of that subdivision to get the storm drain installed. The developers and owners for Safe Store were hesitant to put it on our infrastructure list, simply because of the cost that would be required if they had to indeed install that 207 feet of 60 inch pipe. With that, I'll listen to your comments.
Okay, thank you, sir. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 2 at 10320 Central Avenue Southwest? Please raise your hand or speak up now. I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Madam Chair, this is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no objections. Our prior comments have been addressed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. All prior comments have been addressed and or noted. I have no comments and no objections.
And Parks and Rec?
Chair Somerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. We have no additional comments.
Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Okay, so hydrology needs an approved grading and drainage plan prior to approval for a site plan. Hydrology has a submittal for this. There were still items not that have not been resolved. The infrastructure list will be reviewed once the G&D is approved. The infrastructure list will need to list necessary infrastructure per the Amoli Hubble development master plan. I'm a little bit outside on this one. One of my engineers is reviewing this. I spoke with them a little bit yesterday on this, and I guess I'm a little confused, Vince, as to what your client believes needs to happen, as to what we need to happen. Now, you were saying that that he doesn't want to build or add on the infrastructure list the 60-inch pipe that is the extension that that needed to be done to based on a previous project. Is that correct?
Right. Per Madam Chair, this is Vince Carica. Ernest, per our review of previous plans and previous requirements on infrastructure list and guarantees, the Sunrise Ranch West Unit 2, that's completely built out now and no vacant lots. They had on their list to install this 270 feet of 60-inch storm drain that would bring it up to the intersection adjacent to our site. And then we would install our miscellaneous storm drain and then tie to that 60-inch. Because this was never built, that's going to place a requirement on Safe Store to include that on our infrastructure list. And you're talking about, you know, $120,000 to $150,000 worth of added improvements that should have been installed. When that adjacent subdivision was put in.
Right. Now, Ernest Army Hill Hydrology. Now, from what I was told yesterday, I may have misunderstood, it sounded like, and I believe you touched on also, that Curtis Cherney with our DRC group is working to try and get that built up to the intersection. It was my impression that the only thing that needed to be done with this was the associated inlets and storm drainage that would tie into it once it hit the intersection. So it sounds like we might need to meet offline to discuss this so we can clarify exactly what we're asking for and what you understand that we're asking for. That way there isn't any confusion. It sounds like right now there's some confusion as to what needs to be done.
Madam Chair, this is Ernest. Yes, I agree that having this discussion offline, if it is that we just need to include our infrastructure list to show our miscellaneous inlets and our pipe tie into that 60-inch, that would be great, and we can get that list completed in 2 years.
Let's go and listen to what the city engineer has to say. He might know a little bit more than I do about this.
Madam Chair, this is Shahabi Azhar. So where's the 60-inch pipe again that needs to be constructed?
Madam Chair, it's Vince Carica. It would be in 106th Street. Currently, it runs up to a point about 270 feet south of the intersection of 106 and Sunset Gardens.
So that's beyond your project limits, is that? Or does it
correct.
Extend? Okay, doesn't extend, doesn't front your property, that portion of the storm drain?
Right. So if you're looking at the site plan that's showing on the screen now.
Jay, can you zoom in a little bit? I'm sorry. Trying to look at the street names. That's kind of trying to. And the storm drain pipe, you say, is on the 106th Street?
Correct. And it's currently 270 feet south of that intersection of 106 and Sunset Garden.
Okay. So So the pipe is going to be on Sunset Garden, the 6-inch?
No, it will be on 106.
Because you said south. Which way is it north?
The orientation here north is facing to the right. To the left. North.
And so does the 60 inch does that front your property at all on 106th Street?
It does not, no.
So that doesn't need to be extended along this. So it's actually to the left us on the screen, right? The 60 inch pipe.
It's to the right.
Yes, it would be to the right.
To the right, okay. And everything is.
Well, they have excess property. They're not developing at this time, but it's part of the same parcel.
Okay. So typically, the way it works, if a certain storm drain pipe is needed for your site to drain. So let's say if that 16-inch pipe is not going to be constructed, are you going to do on-site retention? What is the plan?
So currently, everything that drains off of this site and upland goes into an existing temporary channel in 106th Street that kind of takes the place of the proposed 60-inch storm drain. So we are anticipating that we will have less runoff with our development than currently exists.
So that channel, who's maintaining that channel?
I'm not sure the maintenance of it, but it was constructed with the housing development.
So typically, if there's some sort of storm drain system needed, we do put it on an infrastructure list, even though it might be on another infrastructure list. But if it's financially guaranteed, you don't have to financially guarantee it. We gotta talk about it offline, outside DRV, figure out what we need to do. We need to look into it.
Okay. Madam Chair, this is Vince Carica. So to clear this up and to finish off our approvals through AMAFCA, which they're also looking at the 60-inch requirement. I think if we can take a two-week deferral, unless anybody else on the board has different.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in just a minute. We're gonna go through the other comments, but that sounds workable while we're there. Mr. Armijo, does 2 weeks sound like enough time?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Yeah, I think to try and clear this up, and if it turns out after that meeting that we need longer, then we can always ask for another deferral.
Okay, let's keep going to transportation.
Good morning, Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. My comments just linger from last time a public roadway easement would be needed for the turnaround off of Sunset Gardens public right-of-way. And just for clarification purposes and making a comparison against the infrastructure list, on the cross-section provided for Sunset Gardens, just go ahead and label the existing pavement edge. That's all I have.
Okay. Any questions?
Madam Chair, this is Vince Creek. I have no questions.
Okay, thank you. Planning comments.
Good morning. This is Jane Rudenbeck. Madam Chair, I'll let you go over comments I don't go over. I won't focus on the lighting note. And okay. I'll just note, Vince, that we still need that solid waste signature on the site plan. We need it prior to approval of the site plan. You know, I had an old comment about the site plan sheets being sealed and signed, needing to be sealed and signed by a design professional. You know, that just keep that in mind. With the inclusion of an infrastructure list, we'll need a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement prior to final sign off of the site plan, should the site plan be approved. And I believe that concludes the non-lighting related comments that we had. So Madam Chair, do you want to relay those on to Vince?
Okay, thank you. And I think we did that in our comments and in the email. So do you have any follow-up on the lighting reduction in the real windows? Are you still talking?
Madam Chair, this is Vince.
Okay.
I have not been able to speak to the developers and architects since our email correspondence yesterday. Okay. I was hoping they were going to be on the call today. I don't think that's a problem. I think it may have been more of my misunderstanding of the definition of a faux window.
Okay.
So taking the note and taking faux out of that note, if that resolves it, I think they should be okay with it.
Yeah, that would resolve it. So we'll look for that when you come back next time. So in 2 weeks, we are at May 18th. Is there a motion to defer item number 2 to May 18th?
Lynn Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Second, please.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, second.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Jeff Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. So there's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 2 to May 18th.